The following is a special presentation of Tony Curry Radio.
Welcome back to another edition of Spy for Rent. Spy the number 4, rent.com or FORrent.com. They both work 790-3051, 790-3051. Bottom of the screen is Corey. Of course, he's with Spy for Rent, represents him. We do the show every single week. It runs at least 5 days a week. Same time, I think 7 o'clock every Monday through Friday night. So you can check out the show live. Then, of course, wherever you get your favorite podcast, we're available on every major industry out there. Everything. We're all over it, of course, including our YouTube channel here on Tony Curry Radio. You may recognize the face on the upper left. That is Matthew Butts. Of course, he's a divorce family law attorney, does all kinds of things. And he's actually joined the show in the past. So this is your second time, my friend. This is like, this is better than being on Johnny Carson's couch. This is like on the couch and you're coming back for a second edition. So this is big. You're the first time we've had a second repeat offender, if you will. So welcome.
I feel so in right now. I feel so excited. Thank you, Tony.
And anybody, listening, and of course, we chopped the show off last time. But the last time you were on, this was real time. I was actually being served with something while we were doing a show. So hopefully that will not happen again. But it turned out to be a real blessing in disguise for me. So I'm taking sure. That. And that just shows, first of all, Corey and how good he is and what he is. And certainly the people that he does business with, just how good they are. And that is you, Matthew.
I appreciate it.
So I looked at your site and I know you do divorce and I know you child custody, blah, blah, DUIs, blah, 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 blah. And you got a very interesting case that is very localized. Of course, you can hear this podcast anywhere in the world, but we're here in Birmingham. And it has something to do with Justice for the Dogs Birmingham. Sure. I had not heard about this case. And I know it's an active case, but it's a remarkable case. And anyone, my dog is right behind me, as a matter of fact, Rainer. He is laying behind me. He has gotten me through my divorce. I was never one of these dog guys, okay? I'm not a dog person. He doesn't go with me everywhere. He doesn't lay in my bed, doesn't sleep on my chairs. He's a dog. I treat him like a dog, but he is part of my family, and he's got me through a lot of things. And I know how people are. It's a $43 billion industry, and certainly with COVID, there were roughly 47% of all households now in the United States own a dog. That's up about 15% from the COVID days because everyone was staying home and they could take care of their pooches. So I know how important dogs are, to family care. And so when you see, the mutilation, if you see the disregard for the health of, you see something like that happening to a dog, it really grips people's hearts. And I think that's why this case is very, very important. First of all, is this a case you normally do?
It isn't, Tony. So my primary practice is divorce and family law. I do some public defender work, some very, very, very light criminal defense, mostly in city court. But every once in a while, someone will hire me. It's not very often. And they will be a victim in a criminal case. And they just want to understand what's going on. They want another set of eyes. Not that anybody is doing anything wrong. They just want another set of eyes on it. And they want somebody to explain that to them. And that's what I'm doing here. I'm very particular about those cases that I take. But yes, this is one of those.
And you may be saying, okay, what's Corey have to do with it with Spy for Rent? Because you guys work together. I'll have some questions for you, Corey, based on this particular case, because I'm sure, although you have not done surveillance on animals, I'm sure that you've seen some animals. You've probably seen a lot of signs that say beware of dog. I'm sure you've seen several of those, but I'll get some questions for you coming up in a second. All right. So briefly tell me what this case is about. Oh, we have, a woman here in town that evidently trains dogs, takes care of dogs. And from what I understand, evidently a woman paid her to watch her dog have it trained and the dog passed away in her care. And now we're finding out that this woman has had many animals die in her care. Am I spot on there? And then tell me, just give me some specifics of this case and how it actually fell into your lap.
Well, what I can say about this case is that Alexis Victoria Gibson is currently charged in the municipality of Hoover for cruelty to animals. And the facts of the case, of course, it is not going to trial yet. I represent the victim in this case, the dog owner who hired Alexis Gibson to train her dog. That's correct. She handed this dog over to Alexis Gibson and never saw that dog alive again. And the facts surrounding that dog's death are what are at issue here. We have copies of the vet's incident report where she brought the dog into the vet the night of the dog's death or the day of the dog's death. It was around midnight. So however you want to phrase it. And then the dog's body was sent off for a necropsy showing that there was sepsis. There were notes saying that the dog's fur was discolored yellow, that just all sorts of types of things that when you put them together, it doesn't look like a very good situation for a dog trainer.
I know a lot of people send their dogs off, particularly here in Birmingham, the surrounding areas, to go hunting. If you want to have a hunting dog, you send dogs off for months on end. So they're better hunting dogs. I get that. And most of them are very reputable. And again, we're not a court of law here, but I would assume that there'd be some type of paperwork that someone would sign off when you're giving your dog to another person to look at it. And it's an overnight thing. It's not like, hey, drop him off at Tuesday and they'll pick him back up later on Tuesday night. This is not a 2-hour class at PetSmart. This is something where someone's taking their animal and they're actually training this animal and they've got this dog for a period of time overnight. What is it? Was it a week or 2 weeks? Was it a month? How long was it? You know?
No, it was supposed to be, it was either 8 or 10 weeks. I can't
remember. Okay. So it's 8 or 10 weeks. That's a long time. That's a
it
long
is.
Time
for it was an extended period. Yeah. The dog, we know that she got the dog on August 28th. And the text that my client received saying that Indy had passed away was received at 1:30 a.m. on September 7th. So
you're talking on 2 weeks,
if
12 days.
Yeah.
Wow. That's amazing to me, because if you're talking about holding on, well, you know, if you're not going to take care of an animal and you're running a scam, and again, we're not saying anyone's guilty here of anything. We're not a court of law. You obviously would have the animal die early, not late, because you're not going to take care of it for 6 to 7 weeks. What did this, looking at this case, and then I got a question for Corey. What was it about this woman that lured? Because this is not this evidently this has happened 4, 5, or 6 other times in Georgia and some other states, and this woman's name's behind all of it. And again, she is not guilty until she goes through a court of law. We want to make sure we preface that. But what kind of a credentials did she have that people are looking at that is allowing them to want to work with her?
She operated a business that she advertised on Facebook. Pull that up.
Yeah.
Can't remember exactly what the name of that business was, but regardless, it's not in.
If you find it, let us know, because that'd be certainly good to know. Yeah. A lot of people do listen to us through Facebook.
Sure. But regardless, that's not necessarily a threat anymore. So that's what she did. She advertised through Facebook. And, you know, you get these Facebook referrals like I do with divorce law. I need a divorce lawyer. People say my name. People will contact me. It's that kind of thing.
Yeah.
There's communication between her and my client, and some reassurances, things of that nature. And then this happens.
Yeah. And by the way, you know, and Matthew Butts joins us for a second time. You're always welcome to come on the show here with Corey. This is Spy for Rent, 790-3051, spyforrent.com. If you're a good attorney, you're a good attorney at everything. I know you're specifically into family law and stuff like that, but certainly when someone learns you're a lawyer and they have a question that has something to do with something legal, they're going to ask anybody. And I'm so glad they reached out to you. And it's nice work of you to take care of that. Corey, I know you've done a lot of things gratis because, you know, you've got heartstrings too. Have you ever dealt with a case? I mean, you're usually dealing with human beings here, but I'm sure you have dealt with some divorce cases, some things like that. And there's some cases where people, they fight over the animals, they fight over the dogs. And the care of this specifically, have you ever dealt with a case like this? And then I wanted to ask you, and I think it's really interesting. I don't think people realize just how much business you can get from Facebook anymore, because it's amazing how one person will start a thread. And next thing you know, you got thousands of people talking about a particular case, and Spy for Rent's right in the middle of it for good use.
Yeah. So Tony, I have seen some abuse. We're usually looking for more so child abuse or spousal abuse when we're doing investigations. Or a big thing now, too, is elderly abuse. That's more so the investigations. I've never specifically done an investigation on animal abuse. I have seen it, though, and that tells you a lot about somebody's character. Though it can be used if you do capture some type of abuse to an animal, because that could be, that could lead to other things, right?
And it usually does, by the way. I mean, we know scientifically, doctor wise, I mean, if someone's abusing animals, then there's a better shot that it's not to say they're abusing a human being, but there's a better shot they are. And so that's gotta be, if you're doing surveillance on someone, you're seeing someone or the dog's tied up in the backyard for 7 straight days without being given water, you can only imagine what's happening in the house.
Oh yeah. And I mean, it's very telling. A lot of, you know, these houses I go to, you'll see how the animals are, and that's very telling about what's going on inside the home. But what I would say, and this goes from a large scale to a small scale, but we do a lot of background checks on people. So from anything as just looking through public records to also running surveillance on people, doing interviews, there's levels of a background check, right? A background check can go anywhere from, you know, $100 to $10,000, or more, depending on how deep you get involved. But I would say anytime that you're going to hire somebody, and you with your, especially with an animal, family member, anything that you hold dearly, I would do my due diligence. And you may not know how to do the background check on somebody, but at least, you know, you could hire us, of course, like I said, but usually there's other things that you can pick up on, like business-wise. If you're going to hire a HVAC guy, well, yes, he might have been in Ohio, and the reason he's got a new company is because he was getting sued because he was finding mold or something, or, you know, just anything. And your air conditioner is broke, but it's not really broke kind of deal. So there's a lot of things that you can pick up on businesses and see patterns. Are they continually changing their name? Are they switching businesses? What kind of credentialing do they have?
I am so glad you brought that up, because that's brilliant, because regardless of whether you're talking about an animal or a human being, whenever someone's going to take something you love for 8 to 10 weeks, it could be your car for all I care. I mean, someone could be having, you know, remodeling a vehicle for 6 to 7 weeks. Something you absolutely love and something you treasure is going to be in someone else's care for a particular thing. What's the first thing you want to do? I mean, obviously you want to see some things in writing, but you want to make sure that your animal or your car or whatever is being taken care of. I would imagine there's some type of addendum or something that's saying, listen, if anything happens to this animal or anything happens to this human, or even a babysitter, you know, you're leaving your kids over with a babysitter for 3 or 4 days. I'm not saying you have to have a contract for everything, but I want to make sure my kids are being taken care of. Is there something, Matt, that should be written up without making it such a litigious society? I'm not saying that we should go to care.com and ask for every babysitter to sign paperwork, but for God's sakes, if you're watching my kid for a weekend, I want to make sure they're okay.
Well, first off, to answer your question from a minute ago, the business, I believe it was called the BARK Society, and on an app
BARK, called B-A-R-K?
B-A-R-K. Okay. And on an app called Rover, her name is Alexis G.
Okay, we've heard
concerning babysitters. My children have only ever had 2 in their entire life. One of them had moved to Tennessee, and the other one we now have. I'm so crazy about that I don't even go to that first step. If I don't know anybody, we stay home or take them with us. So yeah,
there you go. Good.
But I am a huge proponent of knowing who is around your children and knowing who you're dealing with. And that doesn't always have to be a bad thing. And you never know these days, right? So if you've got someone like Corey who can pull something up, or somebody like me who can say, hey, has a case been filed that's public record? Yeah. I mean, more knowledge is better. It doesn't mean that you're trying to be invasive about someone, but if someone is actively wanting to take on the responsibility of watching your children, they need to be subject to some of that.
Yeah. And I don't know. I mean, in this day and time where you can get a ride with anyone, anyone can watch your stuff. You can now rent out parts of your house as a place where you can, you know, have your stuff hauled off or whatever. You're talking about, you know, we used to think a taxi cab, you're going to be good to go. You weren't going to be worried about getting robbed or being molested or anything by a taxi driver. Now everyone's driving taxis because we have Ubers and all these things. Now everyone's got, you know, places for you to stay, with the Airbnbs. And now, you know, it shocks me to think that I can find a doctor, I can find a babysitter, I can find all these things, and they're all reputable just by tapping on an app. That makes me uncomfortable. I'm 59 years old. That makes me uncomfortable to know that I can, because you used to talk around the neighborhood. Hey, listen, I'm looking for a babysitter. Babysitters used to be hard to find because good babysitters are hard to find. Yes. Not because you just get signed up with care.com or whatever the app is and say, I want to make an extra $15 an hour watching someone's kids. Chances are, you know, and I've seen it happen too before, they have, you know, a babysitter will come over. I'll have to turn around, come back early. And next thing you know, her boyfriend's over there. I'm like, what's your boyfriend doing here?
No.
Why the hell is your boyfriend doing here?
Not playing that.
No. Yeah. And that happens. It happens all the time. It happens all the time. So go back to Corey. What are some cases that you have investigated? And I remember Jeff used to always talk about this group of women, which I think is really cool. These group of women that were very wealthy, that were on dating apps, that were going to go on dates, and they wanted to know if the guys they were going out with were creeps or whether they were guys just going after their money or whether they were going to rob them. And I just thought that was, and in some cases, he told me a story one night where some guy was waiting on some woman's rooftop when she got home. She dropped him on a date and she drove back to her house and he was sitting in the gutter. So, I mean, it does happen, but have there been some other cases where you've actually done some premeditated surveillance on some things? Maybe if I'm going to have my child go to a group home, for example, or a nursing home. I mean, you want to look at those things, right?
Yeah. So Tony, we've done just about all the above, what you're talking about, nursing home, babysitters, done background checks on them, boyfriends or potential boyfriends. And, you know, a lot of the times that I'm getting the most cases for this, I guess you'd say, is it's either an elderly guy that's talking to somebody on an app in Ukraine or something like that. It's really like a dude behind a keyboard, right?
Yeah.
That might be in Canada or something. So proving those type of things, that actually happens a lot, because it's usually the family that contacts me about that because they're worried about the estate, right? And their inheritance on those cases. But also, you know, a lot of times you find that you're doing surveillance on a cheater, for instance, or is this guy, you know, dating other people, and they're on multiple dating apps under different names. Facial recognition is very, very improved within the last year, really. Yeah. And there's some that are specific to social media now. So that happens. Actually, I'm doing a case right now trying to find that exact same thing. Another thing too, Facebook groups. So there's a lot of Facebook groups. Don't believe everything. It's not vetted information, right? But I've seen people get mad and put people on Facebook groups saying, like, what's the women's group that's like, are we dating the same guy? So sometimes people get mad and just post people that are married and stuff on there just because they're mad. So don't believe that, but that's a starting point, right?
That is an actual group. Are we dating the same guy?
Yes. There's multiple groups in cities across the United States, and you'll find these people on there, but it's not always the same case. Sometimes it is that they're dating multiple people, but sometimes it's not. But like I said, anytime you're dealing with a business, it's pretty easy to go on the Secretary of State and see that registered agent. How many different businesses have they ran? You know, what's the pattern there? If they're doing the same business and they're changing the name 10 times, there's probably something to that, and you can dig a little deeper. But yeah, so that's the type of stuff that we could do.
Are any of these search engines a place for mom? Are any of these search engines, are they liable for anything if anything happens with representative that you say they set you up with, or are they out?
I have no idea. That's
is that something you can go after? I mean, I mean, because there's bad apples. I mean, obviously, you don't. I guess if you get it. If you get beat up by an Uber driver or sexually assaulted by an Uber driver, I guess you could sue Uber, right? I mean, I don't know if it ends there or not. I don't know how that goes with the course of law.
Yeah,
Matthew, do you have any idea?
I could tell you that. I mean,
yeah,
Premise law, I don't know that, you know, we did investigation.
I don't either.
Well, I'm assuming if you're going to sue one, you're going to sue everybody, right? You're going to throw a net over. I know that how that works.
That's what they do. I'm very specific in my stuff, man.
Tony, just thinking of that, just think of like, if you're driving a company vehicle and it's not on company time, is the company liable if you hit somebody? So we do a lot of accident investigations where they're fighting about that, but I'm not here to say, yes, they're liable or not. That's for the lawyers and the judge to hash out. But we'll do the investigation, I guess you'd say.
Well, I look at it as if the business is on the side of the door, then it's a business vehicle then, you know, is what I'm saying. Corey joins us here from Spy for Rent. We don't use his last name, but you can find it if you need it to. Just go to their website. They're fantastic. Spy4rent.com. Spy F-O-R or the number 4rent.com. 790-3051. 790-3051. Our special guest, Matthew Butts, who does divorce and family law. Matt, we talked about this dog story now, and this is not something that you normally work on because it's just not your field of expertise, and you're doing this because you're a human being and you've got a heart. And I love the fact you're doing this. I think people would be pleasantly annoyed or sickened by the fact that when you're talking about animals, they don't have the same laws as a human being. If you end up killing an animal while it's in your care, it's certainly not killing like a human being. Although a lot of people would say it's the same damn thing, because I mean, I know a lot of people now, 47%, I got a show called Dark Side of the Pooch. I do with Dr. Rab Stewart. He's the owner of Rossbridge Animal Hospital. And 47% of the people that walk through his door say that their animals are just as important as their children. So when you're talking about some of the laws that you've seen, as you've gone and got delved into this case, have you seen anything like, is this woman going to go, if she's guilty, is this something, will she get slapped on the wrist and be done with it? And do some of those laws need to change?
Well, I've been contacted since this story went out about some people who felt like that exact same thing happened. A lady in Talladega contacted me about her German Shepherd named Gunner. My understanding from what she told me is that they went to trial and nothing really happened. It was a slap on the wrist of anything, and she was directed to go to civil court because a dog or animal is considered property in the state of Alabama and pretty much everywhere.
Yeah.
However, there is a law in the books for cruelty to animals that is punishable up to a year in jail, and I believe it's a $3,000 fine. Now, what happens in municipal courts or district courts or maybe even circuit courts? I don't spend a lot of time in circuit court criminal, but lots of times if someone doesn't have a criminal record, they can do some type of deferred program and get it dismissed. Mm-hmm. There's all sorts of things to satisfy this charge. But our point is that this is so heinous. My client, and again, it's not up to my client. The city of Hoover is bringing this case. It is up to them how they want to proceed.
Yeah.
My client and a lot of people want to see this lady do some jail time.
Yeah. I mean, and not only that, but you're paying for service. I mean, it's one thing. Yeah. Go ahead.
We believe that without pointing a finger at any court anywhere, we believe that animal abuse and neglect is happening more than it's actually being charged.
Oh, there's no doubt. Listen, and then this is blowing up. And again, and
I'm not saying reported. Yeah. I'm saying charged.
Yeah.
We just want what's on the books to be enforced, not for people to be turned away. Period. That's it.
Unfortunately, one of the great things about COVID was we did get a lot of furry animals, and we did go to shelters, and we brought a lot of animals because people were staying home. They were working from home, and a lot of people wanted that company. And then what we came to find out is when inflation started going up and price of things started going up, they couldn't afford their animals because it roughly cost $3,000 to $4,000 a year, just in case you're wondering, $3,000 to $4,000 a year to take care of your animal. That's just basic shots. That's not if they get sick or get cancer. That's just basic shots. That's heartworm. That's flea stuff. That's going in and get them checked up, getting their shots, you know, once a month, a year, so you can go get them bathed or get their haircut like I had my dog cut yesterday. You have to make sure you have all your shots up, parvo, things like that. It's roughly $3,000 to $4,000. And then we came to find out that people couldn't afford them. They got these animals. They were given to them as Christmas gifts or whatever. And, or next thing you know, the kid didn't want the dog. And next thing you know, you've got all these animals that were, you know, run through these pupper mills. So, and quite frankly, and I know this only because I've been doing a pet care show, a veterinarian show for 3 years. It is a huge business. It is a huge business. I mean, just pet care itself is more than tripled in the last 5 years. Everything from the type of dog food that dogs are eating, everything from the type of dogs we buy, you know, mutts aren't good anymore. And we had to get purebreds. You got more puppy mills than you've ever had. You know, be really careful. And I know this from a fact. Sometimes you'll go look at an animal and the surroundings are so horrible that you're thinking to yourself, I'm going to save this animal. I got to save this animal from this person. I've been in a situation where I was going to pay $600 for a purebred. And I thought, if I don't get this animal, I know it's going to die. And so I pulled it. And sure enough, it passed a parvo. So, I mean, but at least I got the animal out of it to care. So right. I mean, it's really unfortunate. And you know, where there's money, there's creeps. There's creeps. There's people out there taking advantage of the system.
Well, let me tell you, I'm really happy because my client and I got to meet with the prosecutor and he said, this case is going to have to try. And what that tells me is he's taking it seriously. I love that. Yeah. I mean, we are all about that. Now, there are options available to Alexis Gibson. Any municipal court case, you can stipulate to an appeal, which means I want to remove this case from the city of Hoover and do it in Jefferson County. That's common knowledge.
Yeah.
That's a possibility. She could go right at the trial day and say, you know what? I want to move this thing out. Could happen. She could have it tried there in the city of Hoover. We don't know what's going to happen in April. That's why, I mean, at this point, we are just waiting for more facts and waiting for the process to take place to see what the next step is.
What benefit would it be to move to Jefferson?
Now I'm not, again, I'm not her lawyer. If I'm taking a case and I'm stipulating out to an appeal, it would mean I would either want a jury. In this case, yeah. I mean, I don't know. I do, but I don't. It sometimes takes a little bit. It sometimes takes over a year to get that heard. And a year is a long time in the land of media.
Mm-hmm.
Can let some stuff die down. There's all sorts of different approaches to the strategy on why you may stipulate to an appeal. Again, we are talking entirely hypothetical. We don't know what is going to happen on the trial date, but I can tell you that we are not done. We are not going to forget about this. Yep. We are following this thing to its conclusion.
Yeah. Please follow up with this and let us know what happened. Obviously it's not going to happen overnight. You mentioned the fact that we have an April site. Spy for Rent is the name of the show. Make sure you have Spy for Rent and put TKR with a slash tag after it. There's all kinds of different spy shows out there, but this is the best. And of course we have Corey on every single week to prove it. He brings you special guests on. Great job bringing Matthew back on. Corey, I do want to follow up with you and then we'll wrap it up and we'll do another show next week. And of course you can hear all the shows on TKR, and Corey's going to be on our television show on ABC 3340, the starting lineup post Super Bowl coming up this week. We're looking forward to having Corey put a brand new shirt on and get ready to look all. You gonna wear your glasses there? You gonna wear your glasses for filming on Saturday?
We'll see.
You talk some spying, some sporting. So we'll get after it this weekend. I can't wait to have Spy for Rent. Bring some gadgets with you. It should be fun. I think we all just agreed here that if something really means the world to you, and that could be a car, it could be a dog, it could be a human being. It could be something that If I know for a fact that, you know, like sometimes when there are celebrities that they loan particular memorabilia to museums, right? Paintings or whatever. If something happens to this painting while I'm having it here at the Louvre or whatever, and something happens, you're going to pay me back for it. And obviously you're going to do your research on that. And I would implore people, I don't think people really think long and hard about having someone like Spy for Rent actually do some premeditated searches on exactly what they're getting themselves into, particularly when it's something you love.
Yeah. I mean, it can save you anything from thousands of dollars to,
heartbreak
and divorce. If you would have just looked up that this guy was, you know, a con man, we worked a case where this guy was a con man and they took him for $1 million. It was a wealthy family he married into, just a con man. If they would have done a background check on him before, that would have cost them, you know, they wouldn't have lost $1 million. They wouldn't have gone through a divorce, and there's children involved in that marriage too. So that's a lot of heartache. Yeah. That they got. So, I mean, if you, anything, and well, like I said, it could be cheap. It could be $100. You can do the $10,000 plus background checks, but it's usually unnecessary. So I would just implore people to do a little research on anybody that's around you, your family, your business dealings. And it's not you being paranoid, it's you being smart.
I've watched a lot of Datelines to realize that love will make people do really stupid stuff.
Yes, it will.
I've seen these cases where guys are married to like 6 different women at one time. They're like a special spy over here, so I can't talk to you about my work. And they fly over here, and I'm just like, I have a hard enough time with one. I can only imagine what it'd be like juggling 6. Yeah. And one's plenty, by the way. Great stuff, gentlemen. Thank you so much for your time. Spy for Rent. We'll do it again next week. Thank you.
Thanks, Tony.
This has been a special presentation of Tony Curry Radio.